No, Nick, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You know, as is the case with most preseason games, there's a lot to look at. There's a lot to get corrected. There's good things, and then there's things that you hopefully identify through the preseason that you need to work on. Obviously, there's things we need to work on after this game, this ball game. Our kickoff return team, you know, those kinds of little things. As I mentioned to the team, there's going to be four or five areas where we're going to have to really buckle down and improve before we get into the regular season, because we're running out of time. But, you know, certainly I'm not concerned about it. We're going to identify it as a staff and move on. You know, I thought the defense played particularly well on short field situations in the first half. And you know, we had two good drives, but we killed ourselves on long drives offensively as a result of some drops. You know, Vince was fooled on one particular, on the interception, and then that happens. But, you know, I thought he made good throws, made good decisions, and, you know, we just weren't able to, you know, to complete drives. We came out of the game fairly well health-wise, and we're better off now than we were before we started the game because we rested some people that needed some rest. Questions?
Disappointed that you weren't able to get any more
points. Yeah, I mean, I'm not satisfied with 3 points, but we need to score points, and I'm disappointed that that's coming.
Pushing past
the they did it, but this is going to be between the league and the Falcons. I'm out of it. I'm moving on to Green Bay and my team. I'm not concerned about it. The league will handle it.
Got like Griffin Hayes maybe not keeping their
control. No, they're fine. No, we're not going back down. I mean, we're not going to back down. I told them not to back down. I knew it was coming. We saw it on the tape the two previous weeks. But, again, it's a league issue. It's a league issue with the Falcons.
A little bit of vindication with the two straight chop blocks that they finally called?
There was a lot of things that should have been called that were not called. But, again, it's a league issue, and that's all I have to say.
Is this the start of a pretty tough week for you guys? It's essentially a week to get down to 50.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've got to reduce the roster, 75 by Tuesday, and then 53 by Saturday. So, yeah, it is, and we lose a day preparation. But you know, it's no different for us than anybody else. Most everybody's going to be playing Thursday games, and you know, that's, it'd be even tougher for those guys who are playing Saturday if there aren't, in fact, any Saturday games.
Chris Johnson played the Lindell early. He didn't have the explosive runs.
Well, I mean, he got around, got the corner a couple of times and made some gains where I don't think anybody else would have. So, and we run against 8-man fronts, and so I mean, I thought he was fine. You know, I thought considering what we asked him to do, he was fine. No, he didn't bust any, but you know, that's coming. You know, who knows how he played second half? Who knows what would happen?
You have any intention of playing Lindell at all? You played it more.
No, I didn't. At the middle part of the week, I decided not to. I said, you know, he just needs to heal up and run condition, and it will take this week as an opportunity to look at the other guys. But he'll play next week.
Ribs?
Yeah, I mean, he could have played it. They were not prohibited. Same thing. We left Albert behind. His knee was sore and didn't expect to play him, so he sent him home for treatment.
Anybody else? Nick?
No. We'll have to look at Jorge Cordova. He's got a sore hamstring, but other than that, nothing that would keep anybody from being out.
But defensively, which were your impressions of Ryan?
Oh, he handled their offense well. You know, we expected that. We expected him to get rid of the football. When they did, they didn't ask him to hold it. They got rid of it, and you know, he threw it away when he needed to. And you know, like I said during the week, he's going to be a good quarterback.
Do you sense any frustration on Vince's part when the receivers are dropping balls?
No, all he can do is put it there. It's all he can do is put it there, and they got to finish the play.